The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table in order to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. But the Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. You'll find many, many times in the teaching of Jesus a reference to how Jesus ignored the trivial demands of the law, the special washing before they eat. And it's a teaching for us today. We've done the same thing many times in the church, and perhaps in some ways we're still doing it. Now, let me explain that a little bit. When I was in high school, we studied the history of the Roman Empire. And now I don't remember a lot of what we studied about the history, but I do remember one thing, and that was King Pyrrhus. He was a Greek king. And he had two great victories over the Roman Empire, Roman armies. But his losses were so great, and I remember him because he had elephants, he had war elephants. I never heard of elephants going to war before, but King Pyrrhus, a Greek king, had elephants. Well, he won two great battles against the Roman Empire, and then he said to his generals, "If we have one more victory like this, we will be ruined." His losses were so great, and he had no backup to his losses, but the Romans had lots of recruits to refresh their armies. It came to be called a Pyrrhic victory. And a Pyrrhic victory is a victory you have where you win, but you lose more than you win. It's called a Pyrrhic victory. And it comes from King Pyrrhus way back about 300 years before Christ in this battle with the Roman Empire. I remember that more because of the elephants, but the teaching is good. And the teaching comes up in this gospel today. Jesus does away with trivial laws. And we did this so many times. I mean, we all remember eating meat on Friday, a mortal sin. I mean, nobody believes that today, but there was a time when this was a huge conscience issue about eating meat on Friday. Let me give you another example, rather interesting. Years and years ago, way back, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, familiar to some of you, he was a famous archbishop on TV. He was a friend of Cardinal Manning's. And he told me this story on one occasion when he was visiting. Way back some years ago, if I went to another parish, say I went to St. Philip's to do a wedding, unless I got delegation specifically from the pastor, not the associate, the pastor, and I officiated, it was invalid, didn't count. I didn't get delegation from the pastor. So if he was on vacation or he was away or something, and I did the wedding not thinking about it, invalid. Wedding was invalid in the church. Well, so happened that Fulton Sheen married his nephew. And it was all festive, it was great. And then the couple went off on a cruise. And 2 days later, the Archbishop Fulton Sheen realized, he said, "I didn't get delegation. The marriage is invalid. So he said, I sent a telegraph in those days, to the ship, to the couple, saying, do nothing until you hear from me. I hope they didn't get the telegraph, but in any case, it shows you how when we get caught in these trivial, foolish things, we do more damage than good. We think we're keeping the law, but it's not law that counts, it's a relationship with Jesus Christ that counts. He was invited to a meal by a Pharisee, a legalistic person, but he went. He was having meals with people who were sinners and, you know, people who didn't fit. It's the relationship with Jesus Christ that counts. If we cultivate a relationship with Jesus Christ, the laws will never be an issue. In marriage, if you have a relationship with husband and wife, laws don't matter. It's relationship that keeps the bond alive. The same with Jesus Christ. You don't worry about laws if you really have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It all falls into place. So keep that in mind. Laws are always a minimum. When I was young, talk about laws. When I was young, growing up in Ireland, we were very devout Catholics. If we went to Mass on Sunday, if it was after the Gospel, the Mass did not count. We had to go home, and we came back to the next Mass. If you got in before the end of the Gospel, the Mass counted. And we took that very seriously. Sometimes we were late for Mass for whatever reason. We'd go home and come back to another Mass because it didn't count. That's how we can get caught in trivial things, and we still do it in the church. Foolish things really don't count. Instead of encouraging people to relationship with Jesus Christ, we get entangled in all these legalism issues that really have nothing to do with following Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus Christ, relationship with Jesus Christ, after that, everything else will fall into place. If you do not have the relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to struggle with all sorts of legalism and what's this and what's that and what's sin and what isn't sin. Power of Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind. Now, also, the teaching here is, you may win the argument, but you lose. You know how it is. You get in some kind of a contest with somebody and you win. But then you stand back and say, I know, but I left a wound. I left a hurt here. I cultivated some kind of a division. So it's a Pyrrhic victory. You win, but you lose. So keep that in mind in following Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus Christ, that's discipleship. That's what we follow, not the laws. The laws will fall into place. Okay, that's about all you need to hear this morning at the 8:15 Mass about Pyrrhic victories and legalism. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And of course, our prayers are drawn to the land of Jesus and the tragedy of those days, the shameful destruction of life. It's unconscionable. So we pray that some sanity and some sense of dignity and some sense of the human value of life will emerge here to bring some peace and some order to that troubled, anguished region. We pray to the Lord.